question comes down to when can you get a haircut? Come Lag BaOmer season. According to the Machaber writes, you have to wait until the 34th of the Omer, because for 33 days the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva died. Vein l'staper ad yom la'medalid baboker. You have to wait till the 34th day in the morning, says the Machaber. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says you can even get a haircut on the 33rd, on Lag itself. Of Medina's Elu, ain't no again Kedvarav, Elam is Stapram, Beyom, Lama, Gimlu, Marvin, Bokitzad, Simcha, Vein, Omrim, Botachman. Our minhag is to get a haircut on the 33rd and to have a little bit of Simcha, and not until, and what's it called? And have a little bit of Simcha, and not get a haircut until the 33rd day. Question is, why does the Ramah disagree with Machaber? Why does Machaber disagree with the Ramah? What's behind this Machlokes? So the simple pshat is the Mechaber seems to hold 33 days we mourn, therefore you can't get a haircut the first 33 days, you have to wait till the 34th day. That makes all the sense in the world at first glance. Now the question is, according to the Ramah, why are you allowed to get a haircut on the 33rd? And there are l'chora two possible suggestions as to why the Ramah allows for a haircut on the 33rd. Suggestion number one is that Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, that the last day of a set of days in a row where we mourn, you don't have to mourn the whole last day, just a little bit of it. For example, when we keep Shiva. When a person sits Shiva on the last day, they don't sit the whole day. They don't sit seven full days. They sit six full days. And then the seventh day, just after davening, they stop sitting Shiva. You no longer the Shiva calls at 10, 11, 12 o'clock. You got to get them on the first 6 days. You can't get them the next day afterwards. That's halacha called miktsat hayom kikulo, that even if you sit for part of the day, it's ki'ilu, it's kikulo. It's like you sat the whole day. That's a fascinating topic in and of itself, not for right now. But that halacha that applies to, let's say, Shiva, maybe that's the suggestion for the Ramah, and therefore the Ramah says, Miktsas Hayom, the 33rd is Kikul, and you can get a haircut on the 33rd. There is, however, an alternative suggestion. There's a second option out there that would seemingly explain the Shita of the Ramah. The second Shita out there is that there's some type of Simcha, that on Lag BaOmer there's a happy day. It's a celebratory day. There's an element to be Mishameach, to celebrate, to share the Simcha, etc., etc. And therefore, there's no avelus on Lag BaOmer. Many people think that that's a story with Yom Ha'atzmaut. Yom Ha'atzmaut is a happy day, and that's why many people get haircuts or shave or listen to live music. On Yom Ha'atzmaut, there's bands playing all over the place because it's a Yom Simcha. It's a happy day today where we're not knowing avelus. Maybe that's similar to Yom Ha'atzmaut. Obviously, the Ramah didn't have that in mind because he lived, 500 years ago. But the two different reasons to explain the Shita of the Ramah. Number one is Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, a standard halach in Hilchas Avelus, which fits right into our topic because we're talking about mourning the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. Alternative suggestion, shot number two, is that it's a day of Simcha. It's a day of Simcha. The truth is, if you look at the Lashon of the Ramah himself, listen to these words. Medinas ha'elu ain't nogin kidvarav. Elam is stopping. We get a haircut. Ayom lamed gimel. Umar bimbo kitzas simcha. And we have a little bit of simcha. Very likely the Ramah is telling us that information because that's the reason why we're allowed to get a haircut. I can't conclude that definitively. That's not conclusive, but it's very likely. Who cares which is the right suggestion for the Ramah? Are there any nafkaminas? So there are two nafkaminas that we can think of. Nafka Mina number one is, what about the night? Can you get a haircut, let's say, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, the night of Lag BaOmer? Would that be a good time to get a haircut? So if the reason is because of Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, then what? Seemingly not, because it's still the night. Miktsas Hayom Kikulo really only kicks in during the day. And therefore, if the reason for the Ramah why he lets you get a haircut on the 33rd and not wait like the Mechaber does on the 34th is because of Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, so you have to wait until the morning of the 33rd. However, there are some Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes right here in Siman Taf Tzadi Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkat Yud Aleph. V'yesh me'achronim shemekilin l'staper be'erev. You can even get a haircut at night. And if that's the case, it could be what? It's because of a simcha type of feeling. It's a day of simcha, it's a day of happiness, etc., etc. That's one nafkamina. I'll throw out another sheet out there which requires more thought without getting too much into it right now. The sheet of an elder rabbi who believes you can get a haircut at night but not have a wedding. That's a little bit funny. Why would that be the case? You with me? That we'll leave that as a tzarachim. We'll leave that as a sheet which requires more thought. Because if it's an idea of simcha, then what? You should be able to get a haircut and have a wedding. However, if it's about the mixas yom kikulo, then you shouldn't even have the opportunity to get a haircut at night. Say, so, your rabbi has an interesting sheet, we'll leave that aside for right now. He says you can't get married at night, but you can cut your hair. That requires more thought. We're not going to touch that. We'll just mention a quick second nafkamina. The second nafkamina would be if a person keeps the second set of tefillah. If a person keeps, instead of, let's say, the first 33 days, they keep the last 33 days. These days, most people usually keep the first set, but, you know, the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate that there were two different sets. The Ramah, Mishnah Berurah talks about not, you know, being dekel on both. You can be machmer on both and take on both, but you can't cut, you know, can't do the shorter one. One year I kept the second Sefirah because I had a cousin who's not so firm. We got married right away in the beginning of Sefirah. So I said, I'm going to go to the wedding to insult him. I was looking for a hetzer to go to the wedding. So I got the hetzer. Run the work, go to the wedding, and keep the second set of Sefirah. And don't shave from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shavuos. There are different minhagims. In other words, it's not. This is not one of the things we have to set in stone which one you're doing. You can like switch up year to year. There's a rabbi I know who was teaching in the yeshiva high school and started teaching after Pesach and he wanted to walk in clean shaven, not for shlumpy. So he asked for Parnas. Can I get a hetter to keep the second sphere? Parnas gave him a hetter. In any event, a person who keeps the second sphere for whatever reason they're doing it, would they be allowed to get a haircut on Lag BaOmer? If the reason is because of Miktas Yom Kikulo, it would be completely inappropriate to say you could. It'd be usher. Because Miktas Yom Kikulo is only the last day of a series. For you, it's not a series. You're in the middle. However, if it's a day of Simcha, it's a day that we're not knowing Gavelis because it's a happy day for whatever reason why, so then potentially, one Luchar would expect that you could actually get a haircut then because it's a holiday. One sec. If you keep both, let's say a person's not going to keep both, so then it should depend on this question. If it's Miktas Yom Kikulo, it should be Aser. However, if it's a day of Simcha, then it should be Mutter. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Neventhal suggests people in Yerushalayim to keep both. He thinks it's a Minhag Yerushalayim, but you can get a haircut on Lag BaOmer. So Rav Neventhal, I imagine, is learning along the lines of the Simcha Pshat. I imagine. Never asked him specifically, but I imagine that's what he probably has in mind. One second. Right. The Ramah happens to be crystal clear that even for people who keep the second Sefirah, says Ramah like this, Mihu b'harbe mekomis nogin lehistap rad rosh chodesh iyar, i.e., you get a haircut until ER. V'osan lo yistapru milag ba'omer ve'elech afo pishem mutu listaper b'lag ba'omer ba'atzmo. In other words, the Ramah says for people who keep the second sphira, they can actually get a haircut on lag ba'omer itself, which is exactly what we would have expected from the Ramah, because the Ramah's lashon earlier on was miktsas simcha l'chor the Ramah's l'shitaso. We can draw a conclusion from what the Ramah says. He believes the Sfarah is Simcha, and therefore we have three sheetahs. You have the Mechaber, who believes you cannot get a haircut until Lamed Dalid. Apparently, he rejects both Miktas Yom Kikulo as well as the Simcha suggestion. You have the Ramah, who seems to say it's based upon Simcha, and therefore you can get a haircut probably even the night before. He doesn't spell it out, but the Mishnah Berurah seemingly says it. Now it would work a lot of sense according to him. And according to the other Sfar, Miktas Yom Kikulo, you probably have to wait till the morning of Lag BaOmer, not the night before. Halach Lamais Sfarim should probably wait till the 34th. Ashkenazim, I guess it's different minhagim. Some Ashkenazim probably go the night of the 33rd, so they'll wait till the morning of the 33rd. Speak to your local Orthodox rabbis, Machlokas Poskim. That is the overview of getting haircut on Lag BaOmer. We will stop here.